With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama. Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, just launched on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
Meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. As they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests, the staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards. Not everyone has what it takes.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
Tony's once again hijacked my
your spot.
Space, mm-hmm. And he's domming me.
He wants a body to warm up his spot, and then as soon as you get up, he steals and assumes the warm spot.
And then as soon as you're like, oh, you've chosen me, let's cuddle, he's like, no.
Or if you're like, can you move over a little bit because we have to share, he goes.
He goes. So feeble, I love it.
I know. I'm like, you're literally a hunk of salami.
He's a chunk.
You're 2 years old. You're healthier than anything. You eat the best of the best. Come here. You
trim. Little goat.
You're beautiful. You're prettier than all the other girls.
You're prettier than everyone else. I just want to really quick. I watched the first episode of Impeachment.
Yeah, same.
It's good.
I'm intrigued. I'll watch it.
Yeah, I'm intrigued. Good first episode. Sarah Paulson's amazing.
She's so good.
She's my... So a friend of mine, Julia, who's an incredible... Julia Crockett, she's an incredible movement coach.
Oh, yeah.
She coached Sarah Paulson as Linda Tripp and was like on set every day with her. And she's like truly a witch and like is a genius. So I just wanted to give her a shout out.
Julia and Sarah.
Yeah, both of them. Yeah. But I wanted to shout Julia out because she did amazing work with bringing Linda Tripp back from... I didn't know she died.
She died?
She died last year.
Okay, well, thank God, because if I was her and I had to watch myself be portrayed on TV, like, just...
She was mercilessly made fun of.
Like,
she got a facelift.
I feel bad for her, kind of, because she can't even, like, get peace in the afterlife. I mean, she had, like, some sort of bad karmic hand dealt to her.
Yeah,
like,
she was so
vindictive. She seems like a real sad sack, but, like...
Well, just like just...
they're pretty savage on Crime Story. I mean, it's like you definitely have an agenda and a perspective here.
But they definitely, I think what they did well was really capture like the hell it seems to be working as like a civil servant in one of those like giant machines where you're just like, you're all just like doing administrative work to be close to the power source.
I guess.
Like scheming and it was very like.
It really drove home
Soviets.
The fact that in the West Wing, they use like lamps and like warm lighting. Mm-hmm. And it's like comfy mahogany, like couches and lamps.
It's very Hugey.
And then everywhere else.
Cold Soviet
light. Overhead lighting. Yeah. Cubicles. Gray. I'm like, no wonder everyone wants to be in the West Wing. It's the only place that you look hot.
Yeah.
No wonder everyone wants to fuck in the West Wing. It's like, horny. Fuck me lighting. Yeah.
Except no
one. Why don't we just make everywhere in DC horny and then
people will be happier.
People will be a lot happier.
No one wanted to fuck Linda, though.
I know. I feel bad. I actually feel really bad.
I have
bad
empathy
for
her.
And I feel bad for her ghost.
I think that's what they're trying to...
I feel bad for her spirit. I don't know if they're trying to make you feel bad for her.
Well, it's kind of like with Marcia Clark, like just these women that get like torn apart for things that shouldn't be relevant, like how they look.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
And also like being in Washington. I mean, I've never had a desire to like...
Yeah.
Be in Washington.
The girl who played Paula Jones was incredible. Annalee Ashford.
She's good, yeah.
She's like a great, I think she's a Broadway star.
Loving her.
And Beanie's great.
Yeah.
Monica. But
congrats to the team. Clive Owen.
That freaked me out.
He looks,
I got the chills.
Hotter. He's hotter than Bill Clinton. I love Clive Owen. This is a Clive
too.
Cast. This is the Clive Hive.
We're Clive heads.
We are... Clive Hive,
big,
we gather,
meaty Clive.
We ride.
Big,
his
meaty
hands. Big hands.
You know he's got a big British kielbasa. Yeah. He's got some fish and chips.
He's got a big
British
fried fish in those pants. A big old piece of cod, mate.
He's got a giant cod fished from the river.
Pull
the
your cod out. Let me see that.
Oh, we're going to go down to Guernsey.
You I'm get, gonna slather it mean oh, tartar sauce in big fried cod.
He's
pants.
Got some big fried cod on a stick. But he that gave me chills when he saw him at the end.
He's so hot. My queen Edie Falco as Carmela Soprano. Like she,
how great
I can't
was that moment?
See her.
How great was that moment? Like she Hillary.
And when she screams at him in like the coming this season on.
Yeah. But no, just that bathroom moment.
I live.
Just being like, hello.
I truly like, but I cannot separate her mentally from Carmela, but it's still good. It feels like it's good to be home. Like
Hillary,
I feel back in a place of Edie.
Hillary really lucked out with that casting. I just have to say.
Yeah, that was kind.
Edie's. Yeah.
They're being,
she is no Edie.
No, they're being really kind
being
to Hillary.
Very kind
probably
to Hillary.
She's still alive.
Yeah.
And
but,
like they probably all voted for her.
But yeah, that.
But. I'm like, justice for fucking Linda, my queen.
I didn't know Linda was
my petty queen.
The Whitewater guy's assistant. The guy who killed himself.
I don't even know what Whitewater is.
He was like, there was some scandal that and there was a lot of like conspiracy people think Hillary and Bill killed him because he was having an affair with her and like had some money. That's not, I don't think that happened, but I think. I mean, I think the Clinton...
What do they people call them? The Clinton crime family or something like that?
Syndicate. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're ruthless, brutal people. And what they did to Monica was basically...
Like, her life was... Can you imagine being 23?
No, she was a baby.
If that happened to me when I was 23, I would not be live to 24.
But she looks great, Monica. She looks amazing.
Monica's killing it.
She's killing it. I think she lives in Londres.
She lives in London town, eh?
Talk about fish and
well,
chips.
Well, fucking tell Clive.
Get on that.
Yeah.
Go hang with her.
Go hang... I'm...
Queen Monica. Oh, I'm... We are a Monica... Fully in Monica camp.
Yeah, duh.
And I want everyone... Really quick, a recommendation is watch this YouTube series. It was on...
You're like, watch this documentary.
No, it was a web series.
Loose Change.
Lily Morata was in it from Celebrity Book Club. And it was had a bunch of like New York comedians like Kate Berlant in it. It's this web series about Monica living in New York in like the early 2000s when she was like trying her hand at being like a socialite and like had a bag line or something.
Okay, I remember that.
And like it's just really, I think Jacqueline Novak's in it. It's Cole Escola's in it, I believe.
All the greats.
Yeah, so just watch it. It's really funny and really the whole time I was watching this, I was like, Lily's my Monica. So check it out. It's on YouTube.
Amazing.
Speaking of icons.
I'm Lara.
I'm Carrie.
And you're listening to
Sexy Unique
Podcast.
Beverly
Hell's Angels.
Thank you.
we come up. It's the dinner party from hell, part two.
I'm really glad that they just continued this moment.
Yeah.
And I, because I felt even disoriented. I was like, where are we in this, in this disaster that is...
This Kathy's...
Kathy's dinner party that costs so much money that's just getting torched. And you know Kathy's devastated.
But we come up and Erica's going,
do you want to get sued? Would you like to get sued?
And then Sutton's like, are you threatening me? And she's like, not by me. And then Kyle actually says, or Dorit is it, that says, Erica, do you realize like you saying, threatening her with a lawsuit, like gives credence to what she's saying? And then Erica suddenly goes, well, not by me, by Tom.
This whole scene drove me crazy.
Drove me crazy and was chilling.
From multiple standpoints, like Erica's acting like a full-blown psychopath. And not one person is saying anything.
Eventually,
not one person is like, what is wrong with you?
Well, Kathy eventually lays the hammer down.
Well, but she says like just two words. Not that it's even like her place necessary. I guess it would be because it's her house. But like, you would just think that someone would be like,
Erica, you sound...
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Like, listen to yourself right now and like, look at how you're acting. Like, you need to chill out. Like, not a single person.
Erica's basically like, she's like,
don't speak ill of Tom because he'll sue you. I'm like, well, what have you been
doing? With what money?
And what have you been doing?
He'll sue you. He has bigger fish to fry than like suing Sutton Strack.
But this also, this just gives more, this is like, she is totally.
Would you like to get sued?
She's in cahoots with him. She's defending him in this moment.
She goes, I'm about to lose my shit on all of you.
And then Kathy goes,
nope.
You just hear, nope. And then all of a sudden, you see Erica
she
go.
She goes, calm down.
You just see Erica go.
Someone goes, hold it in. And Erica goes.
Garcelle goes, hold it in.
You would think that even one person, I think I said this even on the last episode, like, you would, there would be footage of people being like.
Yeah, everyone was like, so like.
Like, that's not normal. Like,
yeah.
Is it just because it's California and Beverly Hills and Hollywood that people are just acting like totally normal?
But I love that. Nope. And then Kathy goes like this.
Nope. Calm down.
Calm down.
Garcelle, hold it in.
And Erica's like, has her tail between her legs when Kathy says that.
Well, Kathy will shut you down.
Mm-hmm. I just wrote, hell yeah.
Michelle Collins wrote when that drive coffee hit, and it's hold it in.
That's me when I'm like about to shit my brains out because I've had a giant coffee and I'm.
That's me on a quad latte and three slices of the Goop seed bread.
And I'm ready to.
And I'm taking Tony on a walk. Hold it in.
Hold it in. And then Erica turns to Sutton and she goes, you ever call me a liar again? I'm coming for you.
Literally no one ever accused her or called her a liar. They just said like, they're asking questions.
She said, I'm coming for you. And Sutton just goes,
come after
what?
Me again. I'm coming for you.
Sutton's face. She goes, what?
Is that a threat?
Is that a threat? She's like, am I going to get a horse head in my bed?
It's not a threat. It's a fucking promise.
Okay, psycho.
You ever call me a liar again? I'm coming for you.
Also, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
She like, sounds who like... do you think you are right now? And what do you think is going on?
She sounds like the wife of a mobster.
Yeah.
Like, your husband was a fucking crook. He was probably in the mob. Or had ties to it. Right?
I'm just continually in shock by the way she carries.
Allegedly. I'm not saying the way. I'm saying the way she's talking about him.
Why? You want to get sued?
Why? You want to get sued?
I'm sorry. You don't have any money.
You don't have any money, honey.
Like, worry about yourself and your own lawsuits. Save your money, babe. Like,
save your money. You've got a lot.
And also, like, what? You're going to sue Sutton? She's richer than all of you people. Good luck.
Bless you for that.
Like,
bless you for thinking.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
She's living in a different world.
I'm like, you guys just had a sheriff sale.
Also, was out at this point.
I know.
She literally, I was like, Erica, your tit's out.
But Garcelle the whole time's going, hold it in. Hold it in.
Don't hold it in, though. Like, I want a brawl.
No, like, would never.
No, they wouldn't. They're not like New York who will like old New York would have, they would have just screamed at each other and it would have gotten so ugly and messy. And even like the era of like Kim Richards, mm-hmm. I feel like, but I don't like that they, in this, in moments like these, it's like, there needs to be some sort of release of all the tension, or someone has to say like, what, like, no, 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 no.
Also the whole time this is happening, Lisa Rinna's like this. She's blackout. Fucked up. Drunk as fuck. She's like this.
I was like, is your blackout just a convenient excuse for like not having to take sides? But then I think like she doesn't really eat.
She doesn't remember.
She's two drinks in and then a full ring the bell and then fugue.
She doesn't, the next day, when she's talking to Garcelle, she doesn't remember what happened.
No.
But then Sutton, then Dorit and Kyle actually kind of stick up for her in a way, or they sort of call out Erica a little, which I was happy that they at least,
they like finally piped up.
Yeah, she pressed on her a little bit, not anywhere near the amount she should have, but she, I think it surprised Erica.
Yeah, but I'm also like, is everyone just, they're really that scared of her that like you're gonna be
mm-hmm.
like, you're not just going to say, hey, what's the deal? Like, a lot of us have questions. This is crazy. And the way you're acting is weird.
Sutton gets up and storms off in her ghoul coat.
She's freaking out.
She goes, I am not used to people like that.
Sutton isn't used to people like that.
And then
Sutton doesn't associate with criminals.
No. And then Kyle goes after her and Kathy, I think. And then Lisa Rinna just turns to Eric and goes, sigh. She goes, take this. And it's just
the
Pomeranian. And Erica's going, bye. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. See you later.
I'm also, again, Erica.
Erica, this is your
tit
house.
Is out. Like, you messy queen. Yeah. Put your areola away. And then answer a question like a normal human being in this fucked up situation.
Rinna's like this.
Here.
Sorry.
Sorry.
What's happening? Where'd they go?
Ooh, she went like this.
Ooh, I didn't even like pay attention to Rinna in this scene. I need to rewatch and like observe her.
And then Erica's like,
she's like, that bitch better not come for me again. Like, blah, blah, blah.
And then Crystal's just going like this. Exactly. I totally agree. I was like, Crystal.
I know. Crystal, whose side are you on?
Erica's.
Crystal,
she
but
hates
she
Sutton.
Shifted so. Like,
yeah,
at
I know.
One point, I thought that she was not necessarily Team Sutton, but just like Team Something Ain't Right.
Team the Truth.
Yeah. And then this episode, she's really come out of the gates, guns blazing, as an Erica truther and defender. And I'm like, Crystal, what?
She's like, I would have reacted the same way you reacted, Erica. I'm like, well, then I don't want to be friends with either of you.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
You're scaring me. Garcelle comes and she goes, you freaked her out. And Rinna goes, why?
Rinna goes,
why? But Erica isn't defending herself. She's just being insane and no one will check her on it. Mm. Defending yourself is being like, I see what you're saying and I did not do those things and this is what's going on, or like, I can't talk about it, but it really hurts my feelings that you would say that, and like having a normal and measured conversation.
No.
Or being like, that's not fucking true. Here is what the truth is. What she's doing is spinning yarns of old Hollywood tales about my bat of a husband. And how dare you? You want to get sued? Like,
you want to get sued by Tom Girardi? Be my guest.
You're literally acting
insane.
Like a mannequin.
Kathy goes, come on. She goes, what does she say? She goes,
the souffle. She's like...
Souffle
is probably fallen.
Yeah.
This is the worst. I've hosted a lot of dinners in my life, and this by far is the worst one of all.
She goes, Sutton, come back in. Come to the library.
Come sit in the library.
And then Sutton's like, no, I'm gone.
No, I'm gone.
Goes, thank you, Kathy.
I really think it's best to go. I love that Sutton is so fragile.
And Kathy goes, oh, all right, bye. Closes the door.
Thank you, Kathy.
Yeah, Garcelle also calls Kyle out for getting Sutton riled up.
Because she did.
Yeah.
She fully revved her up. And Kyle truly is like, I don't trust Kyle.
Yeah, I don't either.
Because she is the type of person that will sit and listen to you talk shit and like fully agree with everything you're saying. But then she will rile you up and just throw you under the bus and then act
take
like
zero responsibility.
Yeah. And then I think that she also feels like more confident if like Kathy's around to just be like, she's like protected by the ultimate protector.
And because she's the OG of them all. So yeah. She's like, I'm sort of impenetrable.
And she's like, what? What? No. And like, no, Kyle, like you believe the same thing. You have like the same questions. You just don't want to do the dirty work.
And then Erica said, they also back down. Erica goes, she's a punk ass. I was like, shut up.
She's a punk ass. That's what I'll tell you about her.
No, you are.
No, you are.
You are the one.
You're a
you're the one
bag.
Who is literally been like caught in a lie. Or an omission of the truth that you won't even acknowledge.
Yeah.
And you act like a crazy person mm-hmm. when anyone questions you, which is totally within their right to yeah. do, because this is an insane situation.
It is.
How she has no perspective on this is Zero. Utterly beyond me.
The next day, Rena goes over to Garcelle. Rena is wearing huge Mr. Magoo glasses and is like fully, she's still drunk.
She won't take those glasses off.
Garcelle, she goes, I brought Harry Hamlin's special sauce.
Yeah, they have like the weirdest, most passive aggressive conversation that truly resolves nothing and goes nowhere. When Garcelle brings up, she's like, well, I mean, I'm kind of uncomfortable around everyone because I don't know where I stand. And it seems like you and Dorit, Kyle and Erica all have each other's backs, but you don't really look out for me.
Then Rena goes, oh.
She goes, really?
What? Really?
Really? I'm sorry you feel that. Okay, not an apology and also like rude.
But then Garcelle's like reminding her of things that happened last night. And I'm like, okay, legitimately though, I don't think Rena remembers what happened.
Yeah,
I'm like, serious. I think she like totally blacked out.
Maybe, yeah. But she's also like,
really?
Says she's like, claims it's not her place to have Garcelle's back or it's not her responsibility.
Yeah.
And then she's like, well, I think you're nitpicking with me, which is what something you do. And if that's what it's going to happen, then I'm going to nitpick. I'm going to get nitpicky too. And she goes, I was sad that you never said thank you after we had the party or when Harry Hamlin and I brought you his sauce. And I'm like, that's the best you can come up with? Is yeah. that you're sad that she didn't say thank you? Like, she's bringing up like a legitimate thing.
Mm-hmm. You're talking about your actor husband's hobby sauce.
Yeah, like it's nice of you or whatever, but like, we're talking about like a much bigger issue
of like alienation.
And then they're like, okay, well, all right. And then they're like, all right. And then it's over. I was like, this conversation.
Hell.
Garcelle, I will say, like, it feels very much, and even into the dinner, like she doesn't want these women in her house.
No.
And I can't say I blame her whatsoever, but like the energy is cold.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh gosh, she says. Yeah. Oh gosh.
I'm sorry you feel that.
Garcelle's planning a Haitian dinner for all the women at their house. So I think she's like already starting to get ready for that.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sutton goes to Bonham's, which is like a giant, right?
Yeah. Bonham's? She goes to Bonham's.
I was trying to say it like...
Bonham's?
I know, it's Bonham's. I was trying to say it like Sutton would say it.
Bonham's.
Bonham's. She goes, they open the door for her. Because there was a time last year where like... every store in LA was either closed or like you had to like knock on the door to get in.
Yeah. You had to be like invited in like yeah. a vampire.
And she goes, and then this nervous gay who's really excited to meet her lets her in.
Opens the door and like hits her in the head.
Yeah. He's like,
throws her in. Oh my God, Carrie.
What?
Did you hear what I'm doing this fall?
No.
I'm taking Sex Unique Podcast on tour.
Wait a minute. I'm doing that too.
I know.
We're going on tour.
We're going on fucking tour. Tickets are going fast. In fact, one of the Chicago shows sold the fuck out.
You're kidding me.
Well, we added a second.
Oh, God.
Head to LarsMarie.com to purchase tickets.
That's LarsMarie.com to get yours now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered showerhead comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Sutton is just like, you can't.
I love her.
Can't be threatened. No, I don't ever threaten her.
But I'm also like, she's very like,
she's fragile bird.
Like a stiff breeze could like send her into like a tail break.
Would just like throw her off. Throws her energy off and she has to gather herself. But I'm obsessed with that. Yeah. I like that. And I like that quality in certain people.
Yeah. His voice cracks when Kyle comes to the door too. So Kyle's meeting her there and he's like, hey, come on in.
It's the best day of his life.
Yeah.
He survived COVID and then gets to meet two real housewives. Mm-hmm. You can't ask for a better interaction.
They're just like looking at the store. Sutton's like, we got the whole store to ourselves. And they're just looking at $90,000 bracelets.
Yeah, and everything is going to go on auction, but they pulled out all this jewelry, which was fascinating to see. I went to an auction that was rumored to have been an Erica and Tom auction of all there with friend of the pod, Patrick Sandberg. And I went to, we don't know whose stuff it was, but everyone was saying that it was like Tom and Erica's like jewelry and art. And if so, the art was bad and the jewelry was great. But like the prices that shit gets, it wasn't like a Bonhams auction, whatever Bonhams is. It was truly like a clearance sale, like we need money type of vibe. Mm-hmm. And the prices that people were getting this jewelry that's true insane. I think everyone should go to auctions.
Yeah, they're cool.
They're really cool.
There's a Rothschild jewel or like a piece that was in the Rothschild family. And then
China settings, yeah.
And Kyle goes, well, that's meant to be because that's my niece. Mm-hmm. And I was like, she was so happy to say it.
I love Kyle's competitive shopping energy. Mm-hmm. I would hate to shop with her because of it, but I like to see it play out on TV.
Yeah, they both buy stuff.
She buys like a $7,000 ring or something.
Yeah. Crazy. She just hands him her Amex.
I know. And then Sutton's like, well, I want this. And it's like a sensible $3,400 pinky ring. But like Kyle goes ham. And if you like even think like, you know that Kyle will do anything in her power to get that China.
Oh, yeah.
But I also am laughing because trying to outbid Sutton is like a fool's journey.
Fools. Even though you might outbid her in the moment, she'll get you in the long game.
Yeah.
It's a war.
I mean, she might decide it's not worth it, but like,
it's a war for her.
She knows she could win if she wanted to.
Yeah. Sutton kind of brings up Kyle and her start talking, and Kyle's basically like, just based on the combo we had at your house, like, I wish you would be more direct with Erica about the things you're telling me, which are all, like, salient points, good points. You don't really relay it that well to Erica, which I kind of agree with Kyle a little.
But how can you relay it if you're like someone, it's like, it's so much pressure to put on one person.
Right.
And then if someone's gassing you up the entire time and then no one has your back at all and they're just yelling like, say what you said, say what you said. It's like, you can't do that with Sutton. You have to like be supportive or like feel out the environment. And I truly believe that Sutton's like trying to feel out the mood so that she can find a time to have that conversation.
Well, she's not, Kyle's used to these kind of confrontations, and I think Sutton's still getting used to it. So she's kind of encouraging her, basically, I think, to be like.
But I think Kyle doesn't like confrontation, and she likes other people to do it on her behalf.
Yeah. No, I think it's misguided, but I see what Kyle's, I think the principle of what she's saying makes sense to me.
Well, now you're pissing me off.
Well, now you're pissing me off. And then she goes, you talk too much too, like Dorit does.
Fair enough.
And then Kyle's like, okay.
You're going to come here to this auction house that I set up, buy a $7,000 ring, and then tell me that I'm like either two-faced or not confrontational enough? Fuck you.
Kyle, you need to be honest, Kyle says.
Kyle, you need to be honest.
You need to be honest, hon. And you talk too much like Dorit.
And then Sutton just walks away.
Yeah, she goes, I can't do this right now.
Where are you going? And Sutton goes, I am walking away from that.
The thing with Kyle that I do appreciate is like some when people say stuff to her, like digs, she'll take it.
Yeah.
Like her being like, you talk too much like Dorit. Kyle's like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So like I kind of appreciate that about her.
Yeah, I think she hangs in there.
Yeah.
But it's also like Sutton was honest. Mm-hmm. It just like that dinner, it was not set up in a way where a good conversation was going to come out of it.
No,
like
it
would need to be like more people being like really pressing. I know it's also kind of not the time or the place.
It was a powder keg.
Yeah.
Erica's tense. She's defensive. She's got people on her side. And you're sitting next to her at this like tense dinner, and she has a paperclip in her hair.
She has three weird barrettes,
and she's going,
and her areola is fully out, and then she's freezing like the thinker, and also her makeup is like tears are running down her face.
I know,
and her true skin color is showing through, and she's giving you like lizard energy.
Yeah,
like. And then you're the only person that's supposed to be like, and she's like spitting venom at you, and you're supposed to be like, what? Yeah, I think you're, and everyone else is being like, come on, say it. And it's like, how are you supposed to get anywhere with this woman?
Yeah. It's truly, I'm thinking about Candace's line in Potomac when she calls Ashley a filthy milkmaid.
Is that this season?
This last episode.
Oh my God. I haven't caught up yet. Okay. So I'm finally watching Potomac.
Thank God.
I know. And it truly is like, it's just like, I just want to be in bed watching it at all times.
It's a comfort.
It's really comforting. I do get the sense, I'm just coming in at season 6 and then I'll like go back and catch up when I have time. But I get the sense that every single one of them is hiding something on that show. They all have secrets.
Yeah, they're all perfect housewives. It's a perfect, it's actually like.
They each pull their own weight, which is really important.
But Karen has so many secrets.
Karen has so many secrets.
But I love her.
I love her. And she goes, that's why we went down to Sing Sing. And I was like, Karen. But then she was like, I just said it. I don't know what I was saying. Yeah, it sounded good.
She goes, it sounded really good at the time.
It did. Sing Sing is a literal prison.
Yeah, but then that's when we went down to Sing Sing.
You're like, what are you talking about?
But there's this one moment where Candace goes, this filthy milkmaid is Ashley's breastfeeding currently. I was like, holy shit. So when you said Erica's booby was out, I thought of Candace going, this filthy milkmaid.
This filthy milkmaid. She is a filthy milkmaid, Erica. At this dinner, get your tits together and like answer a question.
Yeah.
You're not doing yourself any favors.
Do something.
Do like, it's just shocking, but I'm here for, I'm glad, I will gladly watch her as long as she remains on the show. Like, yeah. It's will be endlessly fascinating yeah. to watch, and could be the best thing that's ever happened to her career as like a housewife.
Totally.
But I'm also just like, you're starting.
Yeah. Dorit and PK have a date night at their house, and I was just like, their house looks great though.
Yeah, their house is like, it's just Vanderpump Rules farmhouse yeah. vibes.
But I say this,
I say
this scene really made me appreciate PK a little more.
Yeah, he made a lot of sense.
I was like, okay, he's speaking like a true manager.
And just like someone with some sense in his skull, unlike everyone else on the show.
Dorit just keeps going, they're setting up for a little like schnib dinner, and Dorit is walking around going, oh, baby,
darling, ew. Please don't touch the veggies.
She goes, this is a date night, Baba, baby.
And they have caviar and deviled eggs, which I want those. And a little veggie platter, Dorit, a little charcuterie.
Nictaria, what did she say?
Of what?
She said something. Maybe I'm not reading my handwriting, but she said some kind of brand that was weird.
Of what?
I don't know. What?
Wait, of like the food?
Maybe it was something for her dresses, or I don't know.
I couldn't really understand what she was saying.
It was called some weird name.
Oh, I think she might have designed a collection underneath someone else's umbrella or something. I just was like,
Dorit for Nictaria. That's what she's calling it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And that's the person, the bridal person. I mean, I'm not well versed in bridal fashions, but I've never heard of that person.
Yeah. PK goes, what are we putting the caviar on? And then Dorit goes, deviled eggs?
She slops a big load of caviar. Oof. I could go for that.
The food looked good.
It looked really good.
So PK basically breaks it down with Erica, because Dorit's like trying to be like, she's a victim.
Well, Dorit's really like highly focused on the fact that Tom allegedly cheated on Erica. Like, she keeps bringing it back to that as like how horrible that is. And like, imagine after 20 years and then he cheated on her. And I'm like, okay, but that's not the worst part of all this. The worst part of all of this is that, like, literal victims of horrific tragedies didn't get their money because they spent it. So, like...
Well, then PK flatter, he goes, darling, what about the victims?
And then they bring up Erica's Instagram, or PK brings up Erica's Instagram, and I don't follow her, but it is truly insane.
Well, she's...
It's like provocative posts, her with like her puss out, modeling lingerie.
Well, PK goes, I'm putting on like my crisis manager hat. And he goes, if she were my client, I would tell her to not post anything right now. And so if she's going to post like wholesome content.
Well, yeah, that's what anyone with a brain cell would do. If anyone finding themselves in this situation where they may... Like, where they're on trial, they're being sued.
Yeah.
They're being, like, raked across the coals in the court of public opinion. You would just think, even just for long-term optics and self-preservation, that you would just say nothing.
Yeah.
Or be, like, focus on the victims, even if you didn't feel that way inside.
Yeah, well, all the so she's modeling, she's doing SponCon for a lingerie. She's, like, the ambassador for this lingerie company. And all her photos are, like, these sort of, like, distorted photos where her ass is really big. And she's, like, being, like, disabled my comments. Don't even try to come for me.
No, she said, I thought I might disable my comments, but you all are too gullible. And, like, she loves getting people all riled up. Yeah. I mean, it's smart of her because it will get her more engagement. And that's, like, but it's also just, like, bitch, you're being sued for $25 million. Like.
Yeah, and it's ghoulish, kind of.
It's absolutely ghoulish.
Because you're, like, you're basically, like.
Also, what brand is like, you're the person that we really want to pay right now to get our like lingerie out there?
A desperate brand.
I mean, yeah, I guess there are tons of desperate brands, but like, And then Erica laying on a couch would be like, licking my pussy.
Yeah.
Come lick my puss.
Or like, and PK's like, she looks like she's guilty.
She does.
So I was like, okay, PK.
Takes one to know one.
Takes
dude.
One to know one, but he's right.
Someone leaked like a really good, like a source said some stuff to like the Daily Mail or Page Six or something like that. And was clearly like an insider that was looking to like ravage PK. But it was like, and PK and Dorit, like if you just one Google search and your jaw will drop to the floor at the things that they've done. And I haven't done the one Google search yet, but I know that he admits, he's like, I mean, I went bankrupt. I've been through bankruptcy, 5 million, 500 million pounds, $1 billion bankruptcy. I was like, that's a show I would watch.
I love, yeah.
$1 billion bankruptcy.
Doesn't he know James Kennedy's dad?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I think so. Or they're just similar.
Your impression of James Kennedy sounds like PK.
I mean, that's basically like all of the British people on the Bravo shows I watch to me sound very similar.
I've got a fish and chips.
Got fish and chips, mate. You want a beer?
You want a beer, mate?
$1 billion bankruptcy.
$1 billion bankruptcy.
I was like, fucking greenlight it now. But if Erica gets... If the lawsuit goes through, I mean, can't she just declare bankruptcy and then it's over?
Yeah.
Isn't that like the American way out of anything? Can't you just always have bankruptcy to lean back on?
I mean, didn't Trump declare bankruptcy like 80,000 times?
I mean, I know that Bo Clark, you're like, who? I'm like, exactly. Stassi's baby daddy / husband, he's declared bankruptcy twice.
No way.
Yeah. Prior to them getting together.
I thought I saw him the other night.
You probably did.
It looked like her and him.
You definitely did then.
It was, but they were on Santa Monica, like in between Santa Monica and Melrose.
Yeah.
Walking with a friend, and she looked pregnant. Stassi.
Did they have the baby with them?
Mm-mm.
Maybe it wasn't them.
Yeah, maybe it wasn't them.
Rumors.
It looked like Bo, I swear.
Maybe it was. We'll never know. I mean, I guess that might just be Erica's plan. Is like declare bankruptcy.
She's
and
too
then...
proud.
Well, what's the there's no the
no,
alternative
I know,
is
but
like
I think
pay
she's,
$25 million.
She's like, it'll just look like guilty if I declare bankruptcy. Like I just feel like she's so dead set on being innocent that she'll just do whatever it takes.
Yeah, I get. I mean, you're right in the sense that like. She is showing that she's the kind of person that will just like torch everything.
Yeah.
So that becomes super compelling to watch because you're just like, wow,
what's she gonna do next?
You're shanking this left and right. Like you cannot make like a right move in this situation.
No, it's like mutually assured destruction.
Yeah.
But
it's also like for her just as like a person in a shitty situation that's like, a struggle. Like, I feel for her, but I'm also like, girl,
I know
it is actually not that hard.
No,
and you're making it so hard. And when PK is the one making the most sense in the situation,
that's when I know
you
that
know something's amiss.
This whole crew needs a education.
Yeah, I love that Dorit and Kyle couldn't say the word pussy to each other. Dorit was like, showed a flashback of them talking, and she's like. And then there was that post where it said, licking my, ooh, I can't even say it. I can't say it. And Kyle goes, no, I know.
I can't even say it. That was like sparkle motion.
I also am like, it's just, I guess there are a lot of grown women that can't say pussy.
No, I can't say it.
But it never failed. I'm like, you both have one.
No,
and you've both born children out of there.
Yeah. Like, no, it's like very self-loathing or something.
Yeah, it's just like wild to me. I can't even say it. I can't.
Oh, I know. I can't.
Scott goes, no, I know. I know what word. I know what word you mean. Guys, it's just a pussy.
Yeah, it's not even like the C word. It's like
no, it's which like, Dorit felt really comfortable saying later on in the episode.
Oh yeah.
So I'm like, guys, it's. A pussy.
I know. I think it's just
vagina.
Like certain women get triggered by that.
They can't handle a pussy. I love it.
Garcelle's setting up for her Haitian food night, and she is getting ready. The food's being cooked. And she looks so good.
Yeah, she looks great.
Rinna is, of course, the first person there.
Yeah.
Wearing a Liza Minnelli getup. She looks like a clown in that outfit.
What is she wearing?
She's wearing a sequin, like... What are those outfits where it's like almost like a romper with, like, giant sleeves?
Oh, yeah, now I remember. It's like, really bad.
She looks like Harlequin.
Mm-hmm. It's, like, it is bad Harlequin, like, mime couture.
And she walks in, she goes, hi! She's all nervous because she wants to, like... She's, like, in this weird passive-aggression battle with Garcelle. So she's like, I'm going to be there first.
But it's also just, like, you guys are... This is one of the most awkward dinner parties I think I've ever seen.
It's so strange. And
no one... No one really wants to be there. And I truly don't get the sense that Garcelle really wants to have them there.
No, I think she was put up to it by the...
Yeah, the producers were like, well, it's your turn now. We're in COVID and someone has to host something. So it's going to be you.
She's like,
here's your budget for it. Like,
yeah,
at least do whatever you want. And she's like, okay, I'll make Haitian food and troll the shit out of these women.
Yeah. Garcelle comes flowing down the stairs. It's very like... It's a moment, and Rinna goes, wow, regal. Oh, wow.
Wow.
Oh, you look great. This is, and then Lisa's like, I didn't grow up eating fish, so, and sort of seafood things. So I'm willing to try it for Garcelle, though.
I love anorexic Lisa Rinna.
I know.
Truly being like, I love just like, pre-dinner being like, I'm not gonna, just so you know, like I'm not gonna eat anything, mm-hmm. but I will take a couple bites, just laying your ground rules for your anorexia so that everyone knows, and then no one can question you.
Yeah, but I again feel so seen by her being like the first one there,
because mm-hmm.
that's me. I'm her walking in with my like clown getup on, my
wow, and kind of nervous energy,
my Pagliacci outfit.
Hello.
When everyone's getting their glam done pre-dinner, it has, like, one scene of Erica just, like, getting plucked and nipped by her, like, glam squad.
Her gaze.
And she goes,
we have to amuse ourselves.
And then it, like, fades out. I was like, Erica, you are unfucking well.
Insane.
Lady.
Also,
she needs to be 5150'd, honestly.
She does.
It's time.
It's time.
Like, I think maybe she is... Maybe she is just having a full-blown mental break.
We have to amuse ourselves sometimes.
We have to amuse ourselves.
Who's, like, the crazy older lady in Great Expectations? Who, like, lives in that, like, ramshackle man? She's her.
She's her in What's Hancock her Park.
Anyway.
Lady, yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp? Or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered shower head. Dermatologists recommended this unique 3-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Also, Garcelle lives so far away.
Where does she live?
She like lives like closer to like, she like lives.
She lives like
Deep Valley, like almost near like on the way to like the Grapevine. Or like.
Oh.
Like Santa
like
Clarita.
Tarzana.
Yeah, like way out there. Like, I think Hidden Hills, but maybe even past Hidden Hills. So these women are driving far.
They're hoofing it.
But like, I kind of don't blame her for being like, you will all come to me. She's trolling them again.
No, this is like, Garcelle literally.
I love her. I just love her.
She assumed the position as the leader of trolls, mm-hmm. and one by one trolls each of them, except I don't think Sutton did. Mm-mm. Sutton, she picked out definitely like who she wanted to target, and it's incredible to watch.
Dorit arrives looking like a woman in the Red Hat Society. You know those like purple blazer women and like the hats?
No, but
you've probably seen them. And I think Garcelle trolls her when she comes to the door.
Well, yeah, because Rinna and Garcelle made a bet that Dorit would be, or Garcelle was like, Rinna was like, who do you think will be the last to arrive? And Garcelle was like, Dorit. And then Rinna was like, really? I think it'll be Kathy. And then they like bet $20. So when Dorit arrives, Garcelle starts the trolls and she's like, oh, we actually like, I owe Rinna $20 because I thought you were going to be the last to arrive, which I thought she was being really funny. Mm-hmm. And Dorit, immediately her whole body stiffened up and she was like, oh.
She goes, there she goes again with the digs.
Oh.
Her microaggressions. She's like a microaggression robot.
She, of course, cannot take it.
She can't handle Garcelle.
No.
She's deeply triggered by Garcelle.
She also like fully melts down, like becomes just like the worst version of herself, mm-hmm. around Garcelle, which is like humorless, yeah. and then like overly compensating.
Yeah.
Later in the dinner, she's like, wow, love those flowers on the wall. Are those native to your country? And it's like, Dorit. Kyle goes, they're orchids.
She goes, Dorit, they're orchids.
She goes, wasn't talking about the orchids, Kyle. I was like, Dorit, you don't have to do this much.
Wow.
She acts like a person that's never been around a black person before.
And Garcelle knows that.
Yeah. And Garcelle loves, like, I mean, I'm sure part of her, like, hates how uncomfortable it is, but also is just like,
well, they're like, you're in my house right now.
Yeah.
You're going to eat the food.
I'm going to rib you.
I'm going to rib you, and I'm going to, like, expose what you've been doing.
Also, like, wow, did you wear these shoes in your country?
Yeah,
like, get a grip.
Wow,
it's a wall of flowers. Like, you live in Beverly Hills.
Their chefs come over and the first course is a pumpkin soup, and it's called Freedom Soup. And the woman explains that it was because pumpkins were like not allowed to be eaten by the Haitian people, so like only I think like the white people could eat them. So when they
that's also a random thing to let certain people eat and not eat
a pumpkin.
Like, yeah.
So now it's
fine. I don't want any. Like, guess what? It's fine. Like, not that big of a pumpkin fan, anyways.
But then Dorit's like,
wow, how amazing!
Like, she's just like everything they're saying. It's like,
wow, the history.
Wow.
She's like, I actually, someone, they bring something and they're like, watch out for that. That's like really, really spicy. So, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. And Dorit goes, Well, I love spicy food. I love it. Actually, that's how PK and I met, is because he knew that I loved spicy food. And then in yesteryear, and like tries to like launch into her PK origin story.
Well, then she starts going, well, my mother, you know, was born in like Algeria or something, or like, and then was raised in Argentina.
And then like,
she's like, and then spent some time in Nicaragua. Yeah, and it's like, Dorit, you're white. It's okay.
It's okay. But like, stop what you're doing.
Please
stop.
Cease. You need to stop, drop, and roll. If you are a white person, you find yourself
bringing it to
around
a, place.
A black person or another person of color, and you're bringing it to a place of my mom is Algerian and spent time in Nicaragua. It's like, you've got to chill. If you find yourself in a place of like, is that plant from your native country?
Yeah.
Like, you've got to chill.
Yeah, she's like, oh, wow, this is so amazing to hear about all of this.
All of the history. If like, you find yourself in a place of like, I actually, me personally, love spicy food.
You need to get out.
To just calm
Stop.
Down.
Just say nothing. Say it's less.
Hillary
Do
Clinton,
less.
I too have hot sauce in my bag energy.
Oh my God.
And as a white woman, I need to pray. I beg and pray of my fellow white women to stop.
It's just and unnecessary just and just makes everyone down. Uncomfortable. And it's, you need to just chill out.
Like, everyone knows you're white and no one expects you to have like, no one expects you to have like, ties to like a different culture other than whiteness. You really don't have to prove that you like know that much, and if you do, just like keep it quiet.
I did love Kyle though going, they're orchids, Dorit.
It's they're orchids. Kyle's always good for a little orchids.
Dorit, she'll drag Dorit.
Are those flowers native to Haiti? No,
she got them at like,
it's a floral arrangement at a dinner party.
Yeah.
You've got to calm down.
Also, did you see all the lanterns on the front lawn?
The candles.
They're walking in.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of cool.
That was cool.
I know.
I love like...
Her house was very like...
I love like the gathering of candles.
Yeah.
Like just tons and tons of candles lit.
She had lots of comfy couches and I wanted to lay on them.
Yeah. I liked that flower arrangement that we first saw when she was like, it's gorgeous. Like walking through the house. Mm-hmm. And then she posted an Instagram of her like peering through the orchids. I was like, go off, Garcelle. That would be me if I got like flower arrangements in my house. I'd be like, wait, take a picture of me.
I would just be going like this.
Peering through. I'd be like.
I would take like silhouettes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they all kind of, after dinner, they all sort of assemble on the couches, and it's like a little awkward. Sutton
and Erica just straight up aren't speaking to each other.
No.
They're not even like acknowledging the other person's presence.
No. When Sutton walks in, oh, and then Kyle goes, oh, Kathy couldn't come. She couldn't come.
Kyle comes in with huge hair.
Huge hair.
I did not know that her hair was going to go from 0 to 60 in that way. And I love like a bouncy, voluminous moment, but I was just like, whoa.
Kathy's probably like in therapy. Like she's been sleeping since that.
Kathy's reeling from her like $50,000 dinner that just went down the tubes. All the souffles that fell. Her fallen souffle soldiers.
Yeah.
And like, wait, but at dinner, also, that's when Dorit calls Kyle a cunt.
Oh, yeah.
She goes, because I think that was when Kyle goes, they're orchids, Dorit. She goes, okay, don't be a cunt. And I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
If you're going from
a place,
are
of,
those a place of, are those flowers from your native land? To then being like, shut up, cunt. You gotta stop. You gotta go to the bathroom. Excuse yourself. Go to the bathroom.
Splash
look in the mirror.
Some water.
Yeah, just pep talk yourself. Be like, you've got this. You're normal. You're cool. You hang out with all sorts of people and they're chill and everyone has their culture, but you don't have to act like you know everything or like get too interested in it. Just like be cool. Be cool.
Take a
be
tinkle.
Cool. Yeah, take a tinkle. Maybe take a teeny nibble of a Xanax and then slap yourself on each side of the face and go back to dinner. Just eat the food and be normal.
Eat the food, drink some wine, and be fucking normal.
Yeah, it's not that hard. It
she
really
can't.
Isn't.
She's beyond triggered.
She literally, the second she steps in there, she goes into full-blown flowers from your country.
Tell me about
this computer.
Yeah.
Now, do they have computers?
Oh my God.
Haiti? It's just
she
like,
would say that.
My God, lady. She goes, are there Apple stores where you grew up?
Oh my god.
Like, get a grip.
She's like possessed.
She's possessed by
discomfort. By white discomfort.
Possessed by the white discomfort at just culture.
Yeah.
Because there is really no such thing as like white. No. I guess like the closest thing to white culture is white supremacy, but you don't have other like culture aside from like liking pumpkin spice or something.
Yeah.
And like, so the shock of like actual culture, she can't handle. She goes into like,
she's like rummaging through a file of like, what can I say that can like speak to this?
She's like, how do I relate?
She's like, on St. Patrick's Day.
How do I relate to this crazy culture? It's like, bitch, you're in Tarzana, just at someone's nice house having dinner.
Yeah.
It's not that deep.
It's not that deep. And Garcelle's like,
how do I relate to this woman's culture? It's truly beyond.
It's beyond the pale. And then they all, the exits were so unglamorous.
Well, they also like
it was, this was, I was so uncomfortable watching all those.
It was awful. I was like, this night is true. Like, it's, I feel bad for these nights where women are clearly putting a lot of thought and money into hosting dinner parties.
Yeah.
Flop. Like, it was a, we're flop. Now in a flop era of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills dinner parties.
Yeah.
Where it's like, I would love to be there. I'd eat everything put in front of me.
Yeah.
And like, enjoy the night, live, laugh, love. But it's just like, no one can have fun. And I truly think it's because Erica Jane casts like such a dark shadow.
She's toxic.
Like, do you think Bravo's gonna fire her?
I think so. I'd be like, let's do photo shoots with the candles outside. Like, I would be like, I want to
like Garcelle, I saw you got a little photo peeking through those orchids. I want to have one now too.
I'd be like, let's all sit and like
take a photo of me in front of the flower wall.
Yeah, like I, but no one's taking advantage of this like gorgeous house and like this maison scene that's been placed before them, because Erica Jane has to like suck all the joy out of every room and filter it out with toxic,
and no one can say anything.
No one can say anything. Everyone's,
and then you have people like Rinna being like, well, there you go, I ate two bites of fish, I ate a bite, and like you're like, okay, the anorexic's at it again. Like, we get it.
Yeah,
it's also so cold everywhere they are. Like, they are, I think they have to keep all the windows open because of COVID, but the ladies of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills are being plagued by the LA winter.
Well, yeah, the LA winter, as we've said, is brutal.
It's cold.
It's fucking cold here in the winter. But like, no one will tell you different. No one should tell you any differently than that.
These women all have houses that just have their, you can have no walls if you want.
Yeah.
You know, there's just wall-less rooms.
Yeah.
And they're always having to sit in wall-less rooms in the dead of night. And
because there's a plague. Because
there's a plague and everyone's always freezing.
Yeah. Ooh, it's brutal.
So Garcelle goes and passes out coats to everyone. And that, I think that's when, like, Garcelle turns to Kyle and is like, I love those yellow Gucci pants you wore. I've been trying to find them. And Erica goes, when was that? It's like the one thing she's ever said.
Her one offering.
And then Rinna, shit fucking stir, goes, oh, it was at Sutton's house, you weren't invited. Or it was at Dorit's house, you weren't invited.
Oh my God.
It was like, everyone just...
When was that?
Everyone fugued in that moment. Yeah, there was like, a complete and utter silence.
Everyone was so... They're all afraid.
What is there to be so afraid of?
They're truly all so afraid of Erica Jane. They don't know what she's capable of.
I think
we're seeing it secondhand through the TV screen, but like, I think in person, it's probably scary to be near her at this time.
Because you're like, you literally were connected to someone that would steal money out of like a homeless person's hand.
But just, no, but just also her own demeanor. Like,
yeah,
I don't think
shocking.
I don't think we can fathom what it must be like to be sitting next to this person as they're possessed by
Paimon himself.
Satan.
Where they're
hissing at people.
They're hissing at people, and like an areola is always on the loose.
They have a tit out.
And they look like literal death becomes her makeup. Like,
and she's speaking like fucking Orson Welles. She's literally like,
she's like Betty Davis.
She's speaking like Vincent Price.
She's like, speaking like 1930s talkies.
Yeah. And like, so they're all like, wow. I don't blame them for all being so afraid.
You're actually so right.
They're all like, holy shit, this, I am so scared of this person.
They have no, and that they went from last season into a global pandemic into, wow, this person's like whole life is a lie. This person we actually thought we kind of knew has been living a complete double life.
A complete lie.
And then is now here looking like an unhinged mannequin with one tit out.
When was that?
When was that? You're like, don't say it. Don't say it.
Don't summon her.
Out. You weren't invited.
And everyone goes,
I know the thing you weren't invited to.
And then Dorit goes, I'm going to go.
She goes, well, I'm going to dip out. And then Garcelle goes, as you should. I was like, damn, that was so, like, that
as
was,
you should is such a good response.
Garcelle's just sitting there on her couch. She goes, as you should. Like, so kind of strange, but also like, is she wrong?
She's not wrong.
And then they all, and then
as you should, especially after flowers from your country.
Yeah. Is like, I think she was like, just go home. I think she was basically
she's like, I release you.
I release you into this night.
It's fine, but you, as you should.
Yeah, as you should. Go
as
home.
You were.
Yeah. She's literally like, go home.
She's like, this is actually like probably not good for Dorit's like physical health.
She
to
knew
be
that.
This stressed out. So she's like, you need to actually go home and rest.
she's actually doing her a favor.
She's doing the kindest thing she possibly could.
As you should. And then Erica's like, yeah, me too. I'm going to go too.
And then Mina's like, yeah. Me too. And they all just shove up.
And they get to they open the door and they all go, oh, it's so cold outside.
And they like, and Erica, didn't she was like, well, that was fun or something.
Yeah, they all clip clop out and they walk by the lanterns and they all pile into their like hearse together. And then Kyle looks at everyone else.
They lay in a coffin and then fully like recline and give themselves the night.
But I love Kyle spreads out on the couch and she looks at, I think she looks at Sutton and she goes, I'm not leaving. Kyle will stay till the very end.
Kyle's like a real one for that. Yeah. But then she also goes to a place of when she's like, you know, I just think like if you're gonna call me a liar, I just want you to like say it right to my face. Like if you think I'm and Garcelle was like, well, I'm actually really triggered by that because you absolutely didn't do that to me.
Yeah.
And then we go back to like the 5K Children's Hospital claim.
Oh my God.
And then Kyle's like, I'm not the one that gets I'm not the one. We're all fine. We're past that.
We've moved on from that.
She has a moment of and then finally moves on.
We've moved on from that.
No, I don't.
It was all misunderstanding.
Garcelle's like, okay.
Garcelle's like, Garcelle literally, after they all left, just went,
yeah, there's not one normal person in the bunch.
Except Sutton.
Yeah, but even Sutton's like in a place of.
Yeah.
Well, we moved on from that.
No talk.
Well, we moved on from that.
And Crystal, again, out of the woodwork, where Sutton's like, I don't even want an apology. I really don't need one. It's fine. Like, I'm fine. She's like, the victims deserve an apology. And then if there's room for one for me, I'll take it. And then Crystal's like, well, you're not going to get one. Because in her mind, there's no moving forward. There's just, you're done. And I was like.
She loves saying that.
She loves being the bearer of your friendship is over. there's always in the friend group, the one friend that like
loves
brokers the deal and then tells you what the deal is.
The town crier of failed friendships. She loves.
Who loves being like.
Your friendship is. No, she's.
No, it's done.
It's done. Your friendship's done.
There was a road and there would have been a road, but now there's actually no road back. So she's going to do her thing. You'll do your thing, but there's no road.
Yeah, you're pretty much never going to.
Yeah, it's just pretty much over.
It kind of reminded me of and Knocked Up when Kristen Wiig goes, go home and go on a scale. And whatever weight you are, minus 20 from that. And then she goes, they thought you had a really good shot at doing this. And they feel, in their opinion, that you have a future in online TV journalism. It's very Crystal. There was a road, but that road is not there anymore.
But now, because of what's been done, and you said things, and she said things, that road is demolished. There is no more road. There will never be a road.
There'll never be a road.
So
I'm so sorry.
It's not a road. It's not going to happen.
It's
just like straight up, it's not going to happen.
And then
that's how she feels.
Sutton's like, okay.
All right.
She feels like you're a dumb fucking bitch. But that's how she feels.
Mm-hmm. That's just her.
That's her opinion.
There's just no road.
There's no road.
So don't even think about a road because the road doesn't exist. There's no road.
And that's not what I think, but it's what she thinks.
No, and that's what she thinks. Yeah. And if I were her, it's like, if it goes one step further, Crystal didn't necessarily say this in this moment, but it's like implying like, and if I were her, that's my take on it too.
Yeah, she's.
But I'm like, what, Crystal, you're really like hitching your horse to the wrong
wagon.
I love when Kyle goes, well, this was really fun. She went back from the dark side of Children's Hospital to like normal, fun person.
Yeah, well, this was fun.
Well, this is fun. Garcelle laughs.
Yeah.
But seriously, do you think Bravo might fire Erica?
I just think there's certain housewives that are just too dark. Like Taylor was one of them where she was just sucking the oxygen out of every situation with her grief and
like her willingness to fold herself, zip herself into a suitcase.
that was a thing that we should not be seeing.
Mm-hmm.
Like even Kim Richards was like, this is too much for me in that moment. So like there's certain housewives I think are just too much and they can't
and when like
they need to be removed.
It reminds me kind of this most recent season of Summer House, which I know you don't watch, but there was like a girl on there, Hannah, who started, it was like the fans completely turned on her, like blew her shit up on Reddit, but then also she just kept acting psychotic and it was, I think I welcome that and I'm like, ride it out until the fucking whole place burns down.
Yeah.
But I think like network executives are like, we simply can't have a person just like railroading.
Yeah. And also being affiliated with,
being like giving a platform to like a potential like criminal
is like not the look right now. I think she might get the,
I want her to stay, not for her, for me. I'm selfish.
Write a letter to Andy Cohen. Wayne, do you want Erica to stay?
Yeah, do you want Erica to
Erica, or do you think, let's, how about this, do you think she'll get the boot or not?
Yeah, do you think she'll get fired?
Non-biased.
Yeah.
Like objective.
I could see that. I could see them firing her.
Me too. What do you think?
I'm so excited for the reunion. I literally.
There's not that many episodes left, right?
I don't think so. I think this is 15. The season has gone by in a flash.
It has, but also there's been so many episodes.
Yeah. The thing is, though, Bravo loves to like usher in a questionable and then just let them flame and then release them. And I think that that's really fucked up.
Yeah.
They know kind of, I mean, the Erica situation is a bit of an anomaly.
Yeah.
But also not that much. If you have a whole department on your network that's like vetting people,
yeah,
you have to know there are rumors about, like, it seems like everyone knew there were rumors of Tom Girardi doing this, that, and the other, but everyone was like, whatever.
They're just like a TV network will wait till the last possible minute and then be like, oh.
I mean, they have no fucking loyalty and no affiliation to anyone. They're fucking cutthroat as shit.
They are. Well.
Well, guys, let me know what flowers are native to your country.
Are tomatoes native to New Jersey?
Wow. Spicy food. I happen to love spicy food. It's how PK and I met. Because I love spicy food so much.
It's like, okay.
Okay, you and literally every other person ever. Wow, guys.
Let us know your thoughts, and we'll take it back to a place of.
No. That's Children's Hospital. Lady with the money.
Take it back to a place of Children's Hospital next week.
Yeah, we'll take it back to a place of, well, that was fun.
In the meantime.
Follow us on fucking TikTok. We're exploding.
Follow us while you can. Be on the ground floor of this. It's a movement and we're, be part of it.
It's a movement that you absolutely should involve yourself in.
Follow Lars at Lars Marie.
Follow Carrie at eCario. Get tickets to our live show. I have links on my website, larsmarie.com. T-minus like less than 2 weeks, baby.
It's starting.
Bye, everyone.